Anusoma Jyotir Kamya. Welcome to ALS Podcast. In this episode, students of 11th standard would be sharing with you some incidents in the life of Mr. Ramanujan, the great mathematician. We all have heard a lot about his mathematical abilities and about his achievements. The students here are trying to bring to you some incidents that occurred in his life, which tells us how he kept thinking about maths all the time, the reaction of people around him to his thinking, and how he was himself inspired by some other people around him. We hope that this podcast will kindle interest in you to know further about Mr. Ramanujan. Stay safe, stay tuned. Thank you.
Hello everyone, it's Sanchana here, and this is a special tribute episode to Sri Srinivasa Ramanujan Iyengar because it was his birthday yesterday. Unfortunately, we could not release our episode on time, but still here we are, and this is our wishes from Team ALS Podcast. Happy listening, guys.
23 years old Ramanujam, wearing a buttoned up coat and dhoti, having a knotted puff on his head and having a frayed notebook in his hand. Detection is written largely on his face. Rajagopalchari and Krishna Rao look up at him.
Krishna Rao, look, Ramanujan is here. Hey Ramanujan.
Ramu, did you meet my uncle? What did he say? Come on, be sportive. Did you meet my uncle?
Yes, I did. He returned the notebook and said, though you are not a moral fraud, you might be an intellectual fraud.
Did he say so? It's too bad. He shouldn't have said so. I apologize, Ramu. I'm very sorry. Listen, as the secretary of the Indian Mathematical Society, my uncle might have seen many self-styled inventors prove fake later on. He doesn't believe anything at first sight. Don't worry, forget it.
Krishna Rao, I think it's too cruel to say so. Sorry, Ramu.
Ramu, you haven't shown me your notebook yet. If you don't mind, can I see it?
Ramu is a genius. I have known him since our school days. It's a pity that the world is blind.
Marvelous. These results should have influenced my uncle. I wonder what made him say so. What's this, Ramu?
They are elliptic integrals.
Ramu, is this your recent addition? I haven't seen it yet.
Have you forgotten? We have not discussed math for the last 2 years. I wrote this last year.
Ingenious. Wonderful ideas. Where do you get such ideas?
Why don't you tell us? The name is fascinating. Come on, Ramu.
One night, I had to stay in Madras. I went to Rajagopalan's house.
Rajagopalan? Do you mean that the headstrong man whom you have defeated in a challenge?
His father allowed me to sleep in a room of their outhouse. A monk was already sleeping there. The monk draped his saffron robe as a curtain. While I was asleep, I had an unusual dream. In my dream, I saw the drops of blood oozing out of the robe. An unknown hand was seen writing a few mathematical results on it. I memorized all of them and noted them on a paper. These are the results which I noted down then.
Just then, a postman walked down to them and held out a package. He smiled at the boys.
Ramanujan, where is your postman for you?
I fear he might have narrated these awful dreams to my uncle. Otherwise, my uncle would never be so harsh.
Believe me, Ramanujan would never tell this to any stranger. He's too shy. He'd be more eloquent in the presence of only few. Fortunately, I'm one among them. I'm sure he hasn't told any such things to your uncle.
I pray to be so. But these eerie dreams?
These might be due to his affection with gymnastic master Satyapriya Rayar. Rayar was a queer, despised by one and all as mentally deranged. But he was a friend, philosopher and a guide to Ramanujan. When Rayar was chained and locked up, as he became uncontrollable, Ramanujan collected food for him from house to house and fed him. Such was their friendship.
What a mystery! Look, he engrossed in reading.
Ramu, what's that? Any good news?
My own papers returned as usual by Professor Saldiana.
What? Did you send your papers to Professor Saldiana of Bombay? Really great. Has he written any comments?
The theorems all are wonderful, but the results are not derived step by step. You have no familiarity with new discoveries. I am not able to appreciate your work and cannot help you. See, Professor Saldiana has written that the theorems are wonderful. Isn't he a great mathematician?
What else? He is one of the most renowned mathematicians of India. Ramu, you have made it. Come on, follow me.
Krishna Rao took Ramanujan and Rajagopalachari to his uncle Devan Bahadur Ramachandra Rao's house. Krishna Rao had made up his mind to help Ramanujan.
Devan is sitting on a chair and reading his newspaper. He is listening to some devotional songs and is enjoying his morning. Seeing Krishna Rao walking in, he turns to him and says in a cross voice,
Krishna, nowadays the newspaper is not coming regularly. Tell the vendor, if he can't supply it on time, cancel the order. Ask someone else to deliver the paper. Good. Ask him to supply the newspaper, but warn him. If he can't supply on time, I will fire him too. Oh, that Ramanujan, self-styled mathematician? Sorry, Krishna, I can't help him. No, Krishna, I can't help him. Explain to him. Let him not waste his time and mine too. What is the person you are holding? Is it for me? He must have sent those articles. I sent to him for his review. A long-awaited parcel. Wait, this is not our address. Why are you giving to me? This is for Ramanujan. Okay. Wow.
Yes, Mama. I will do it. I met Ramanujan.
Good. Ask him to supply the newspaper. But warn him. If he can't supply on time, I will fire him too.
All right, Mama. But I met poor Ramanujan.
Oh, the Ramanujan, the self-styled mathematician? Sorry, Krishna, I can't help him.
Please, Mama.
No, Krishna, I can't help him. Explain to him. Let him not waste his time and mine too. What is the parcel you are holding? Is it for me?
Mama, look at the remarks of Professor Saldiana about Ramanujan's work.
He must have sent those articles. I sent to him for his review. A long-awaited person. Wait, this is not our address. Why are you giving to me? This is for Ramanujan. Okay, wow. He said that, poor boy. I shouldn't have spoken to him like that. Krishna, ask him to send me some of his best results to our journal.
Devan wonders how many more geniuses he had pushed away and regrets it.
Mama, he needs a job more than anything.
That's right, but he hasn't even passed the FA yet. He cannot get a decent job. What is the use of recommending him for some menial job?
You must help him, Mama. Here's his application.
Oh, what's this he has written? I have, however, been devoting all my time to mathematics and developing the subject. Really strange. He is mad after mathematics. Krishna, ask him to meet me.
He is here now, waiting outside. Shall I call him?
your name. Call him. Call him in. Good things must not be delayed. Ramu, my boy. Did you read Professor Saljana's remark? You see, he has also felt that your results are abrupt and not direct step by step. In the absence of those missing steps, you are bound to be misunderstood. Why don't you add some more steps to make your results clearer?
I felt they were enough, but I will add some more steps, Mama.
Send a copy of your best results to our journal. Krishna, pass me my notepad. Do you know Mr. S. Narayan Iyer, manager of Madras Food Trust? Don't worry. Here is his address, and I have written a letter too. He will help you in writing your articles. He is the treasurer of our society and a good mathematician. He will surely help you.
Mama, one more request from my side. Please don't mistake me. But I would be very grateful if you can help me to get a
job. I know, at present it's a bit difficult. But don't worry, I will arrange something for you. For now, you can collect rupees 25 every month from Krishna.
Thank you, sir. But I don't want money. I want a job.
Come here, Ramu. You're one of us now. Just like Krishna. Take the money. Ramu, I do have a request. Don't forget your math. Make your work on math a little more intelligible to people like me too. So that you don't get misjudged anywhere else.
Thank you, Mama. Please bless me.
Well, that's all for this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Have lots of fun this festive season. Keep in mind to be safe. Anyway, wishes from Team ALS. We wish you a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.